This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, welcome. Carm Capriotto here, and join me each week for insights from my guest host and an industry first, a live virtual shop tour. Hey, take the automotive trivia challenge, catch up on our weekly content, and as always, know that you'll learn just one thing. Hey, the video version of the show is on my YouTube channel and the Aftermarket Weekly page on remarkableresults.biz. Hey, good afternoon, everyone. It's 12 noon East Coast time, Carm Capriotto, and it's episode 56 of Aftermarket Weekly, and we do it live each and every Tuesday. You know why I'm all goofed up, everyone? Because yesterday was a holiday, and now we are here on a Tuesday that feels more like a Monday. Good to have you all here. We're being brought to you by the Dorman OE Fix Studio, and we've got some really good times for you always, each and every week, offering great aftermarket insights. Watch us live on the website, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, one of the most unique automotive aftermarket shows known to man, as we pull everyone together for the good of our great industry. If you're with us on social media, please give us a like, check in with your city, a share. Who would not want to be here today with Bill Nalu and John Gustafson? Who is with us today? Well, it is Bill Nalu from Interstate Auto Care in Madison Heights, Michigan. Hello, William.
Hey, Carm.
I love to call you William, and I don't know why. I just don't, but William just works for me. And John Gustafson from Gustafson Brothers in Huntington Beach, California. Hello, John.
Good morning.
Good to see you. We do a lot together, but I don't think we've actually connected here on Aftermarket Weekly, so thank you. I hear an awful lot of noise in the background at your place. Is there lots running in the background?
Well, they're working down there today.
Keep them working. Don't stop it. Hey, Bill, how's business?
Fantastic. All's well.
Does that mean double-digit growth like I hear from everyone?
I don't know about double-digit growth. We're dealing with some, you know, a few challenges of our own, but the economy is definitely back up and running. My main concern is whether we've got too much money pumped into the economy and if this is just sort of window dressing for, you know, are we going to pay for this on the other side of this next month, 2 year, however long it's going to take?
Well, the answer is probably yes. I think you're asking a question you know the answer to. John, how's business for you, my friend?
We're starting to get back to normal here in California. It's a little different. We've got a different kind of governance. So we think it's going to be midsummer before we see normal. We're busy every day, but it's not normal.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Yes, you guys have some really crazy things going on down there. Here's our agenda for today, everyone. Bill is going to talk about, you know, darn it, it's time for some good news. And thank you for being here and spreading all them great vibes that you're so well known for. We're going to have a shop tour out at Gustafson Brothers in California. We're going to do some trivia. And I got a lot of neat updates that we're doing. Don't forget, Aftermarket Weekly is a podcast. You could hear it right in your Remarkable Results radio stream. So you never miss an episode. You can always catch up on my guest's great wisdom and listen to the shop tour. But never forget, you can always see the video on the website. Hey, here's a little trivia tease, everyone. In Christopher Nolan's film Batman, Bruce Wayne drives a Lamborghini Murcielago. In Spanish, what does Murcielago mean? Very interesting. That's going to be fun. We always want to pay homage to the great people in our great associations all across the U.S. and all the great training and conferences that they hold. And as I said, we're coming to you from the Dorman OE Fix Studios, and here's a great new idea and a product from Dorman.
Dorman consistently is looking for improved solutions to help save time and money for those who are performing the repairs. Dorman's all-in-one loaded backing plate solution does just that. With zero assembly required, you can now stop disassembling multiple pieces to make backing plate and e-brake repairs. Dorman's loaded backing plates deliver a complete solution. This assembly replaced all the failure-prone components by combining parking brake shoes and hardware onto the backing plate. The pre-mounted parking brake shoes, springs, and clips for a bolt and go solution. Want to know more about Dorman? Well, visit DormanProducts.com/tour. Hey, would you like to learn more about Dorman's innovations? Visit DormanProducts.com/tour.
Hey, I'm going to be there next Tuesday live. I want so badly, guys, to see the QC, you know, the what they do behind the scenes at Dorman. I'm getting there sometime Monday afternoon, and we're going to have a chance to see the, yeah. Oh, cool, Bill. Got the Dorman mug there. Cool.
I'm a proud member of their ambassador dealers. And years ago, because I was on the Out of Value Bumper to Bumper Dealer Advisory Council, we got to visit the headquarters there, and they were absolutely fantastic. No, there's not another supplier in our industry that is easier to reach than Dorman. When you've got an idea, when you've got a problem that they can chase after, and forever grateful for our relationship with them.
Well, great. I'm excited because I love to see how things are made and done. So that's great. I want to put up a picture of John's place. Thank you so much, John. This is an outdoor picture of your building. And I also wanted to tease everyone with a great classic episode with me and Bill and Matt Fonslow and Keith Perkins. And that was this scan tool thing that we did. It was a lot of fun. It was really good. It was episode 629, and all you got to do is go to my website, type in Bill Nalu. And also, John, we did a show on Auto Talent Co-op, and you can hear John's episodes that we've done together by typing in John Gustafson. Okay, what went on in the most recent episodes? Building Customer Trust recently released Town Hall Academy. We had a cool episode, a Carmcast, on employee amenities. Yeah, employee amenities was really a cool show. You have to see the video. They both have showers for their guys. And of course, Justin Barrett, about taking his toolbox home. It was a very good and humbling episode from Justin. And of course, EOS Part 5, the issues side with Barry Barrett. Justin and Barry are not related. Well, Bill, are you ready to spread us some great wise wisdom as we want to talk about climbing out of a year filled with real fear, as you say, and getting back to the good news business? I can't wait for you to talk about this.
Let's give this a try. We're on the edge of, you know, we're what, 24 hours removed from a holiday that celebrates some 18-year-old men that at one point were staring death in the face. And somebody had to speak to them about transcending their condition and to be able to connect to something that's unkillable, unbuyable, can't even sell it. And I guess what I'm getting at is, how does this fit with what we have? And I guess in 30 plus years of doing this for a living, there are days, of course, when you don't have your head straight. And so angels walk in the door. The last one that walked in the door, interestingly enough, Carm, her name is Annie.
No.
80 years old, right? She's thought I was having a bad day, and she walks in the door. We're at the counter, and I said, how are you doing today? She says, well, I said, I'm doing pretty well. And we get to talking as I'm writing her up. And turns out that 72 hours prior to her bringing her vehicle in, she was in the shower, and she had to, they live in a condominium. The condominium next door caught on fire.
Wow.
She had to leave the bathroom, grab her cell phone and her elderly, her husband, who was in pretty bad shape, and walked out and lost everything in this house. And what it reminded me of is, I thought to myself, if I'm having a bad day, if I think I'm having a bad day, how does somebody that comes in the door whose house was burned down 72 hours ago, how do they seem like they're having a better day than I am? And so it forever reminds me that perspective is such an incredibly important commodity to have. And so I connect with that. Whenever I think to myself, you know, it is interesting how it's somebody that's generally older, somebody over 70, who reminds us that if you, Carm, if you, John, whatever's causing problems for you today, if you think this is going to be something you're going to worry about at 80, at 90, then you should be worried about it today. But if you think at 80 or 90, this isn't going to matter, what happened to the car today is nothing compared to my health, nothing compared to my family, nothing compared to the fact that we live in this God's greatest country. I don't want to sound overly sentimental, but what does this mean in this industry? How does this translate to our industry? I'd like to submit that we are by and large a bad news industry. Most of us think that the best we're going to be able to have is to take somebody's really crappy day and try to make it a little bit less crappy. I used to think that that's the best I could shoot for. Not anymore. Now, my greatest achievement as an industry professional is having somebody come in the door and connecting with them on a level that transcends the auto repair. And how do we do that? We can build rapport merely by the fact that the people are walking in the door and they're having a pretty bad day. Having them sit in our waiting room and having them not listen to Jerry Springer, having them not watch the news, the constant bad news barrage, having them not have to see bad news on Time Magazine or Newsweek or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I made it a point years ago to get out of the bad news business and to challenge myself to never, ever, ever delivering bad news again. And the problem with that, the challenge is, and I've had other shop owners say, well, how do you do that? How do you deliver? How do you tell somebody that their vehicle is now dead and it needs to go away? We do it like a doctor does. You do it with empathy. You sit somebody down and you say, tell me about this vehicle here. In some cases, the vehicle has sentimental value. This vehicle represents mom or dad. This is the only thing I have left from this vehicle. Sometimes there's a way to resurrect the vehicle in an impractical way. Sometimes practicality isn't it. Sometimes it's a $500 car that they may put $5,000 into. And so in this particular situation, forget about common sense. At that point in time, you're going to resurrect the vehicle. I guess money can rebuild anything. But in most cases, you've got to tell somebody who's got $50 to their name how you're going to get rid of this vehicle and perhaps what we're going to do to replace that. And so what I've had to do sometimes is say to somebody, I understand you believe that this is bad news, that this vehicle is no longer, we're not going to be able to salvage this vehicle here. And what we do at that point in time is we build on that relationship by helping them find a replacement vehicle. I can't tell you how many times, Carm, we've said to folks, well, they'll say, well, I don't have any money to spend. I say, well, do you belong to a church? And they pull up a request on a bulletin board and they walk in 3 or 4 days later with a vehicle that's, you know, a $3,000 vehicle that they got for free.
Yeah, yeah.
We have an amazing country with the most generous human beings on the face of this earth. Also serviced by the most generous people that I know in the skilled trades. And I know that's a passion in John's world too. John's huge in the skilled trades.
Yeah.
It's something that I carry a lot of gratitude for people that walk in the door. And here's the other part of this is don't ever, ever, don't you dare, a shop owner A, service writer A, don't you ever dare have pity on somebody. When you have pity on somebody, you don't recognize the fact that God literally delivered them today for you to be grateful for what you have. The pain that you think you have, today's, you know, whatever your problem is today, there's somebody out there that's got 10 times more going on in their life. And the fact that they're invited into your world says that this is somebody trying to wake you up to the fact that everybody's got their own story. And so what is the story we want to tell as an industry? What is it that we want to do when we're reaching out to fellow shop owners, customers? What do our employees see when the going is tough? Imagine a doctor that has to deliver or a firefighter that is going to freak out at the sight of blood. Imagine what the fact that they couldn't function. Imagine what would happen if they lost it, right? Why should we be any less than a police officer or somebody that's in that kind of trauma? When we have that situation, we've got to be in control and we've got to show people what even keel looks like. What real leadership looks like, right?
Great message, Bill. Thank you so much for it. Being in the good news business, even though your frame is frozen, Bill, we heard all of your audio. So thank you for that. You may want to just step out and then come back again, and we'll hook you back up again as we move on to get ready to see John's tour. Don't forget, all the episodes are archived, everyone, on the Remarkable Results Radio podcast in the AW page. And this Friday, we're going to do a great Town Hall Academy. And the Academy is going to be on new shop build. Both Seth Thorson and Troy Ventinetti both have new builds, and they're going to talk to us in depth behind the scenes on that. Let's get ready to do a little tour at John's place. Hey, John, there you are, man. We've got a great virtual tour of yours that we have already in the can, and we're ready to bring it up here. Here we go, John. I would love you to narrate this. And thank you so much, Cynthia, for recording this for us.
This is our 2.5-acre middle of Huntington Beach, California facility with 50-something team members currently on staff. We'll see a few of them as we go by. Usual night drop, key safe stuff so people can leave their cars overnight Inside the front office, we keep it simple and clean. We're just passing the 50th anniversary of Gustafson Brothers. Usually that room has got a few people in it. With COVID, it's a little less busy. We do the usual rewards, awards, and coffee. We have marvelous staff. We get compliments every day from our guests that say the people that treat them very well. Is Kathy our superstar in the body shop? She's the magnet that brings them in.
And this is both an automotive repair and a body shop, right?
Right. We're running a little bit close to 50-50, mechanical and collision. And I think today our video is primarily of the mechanical side.
Yes.
So we'll do the other half a different day.
Yep.
Porters and car washers, and my office is at the top of those stairs. So here the video... We use video for time recording, face recognition, makes it easy. And then we have a message that plays a new one every week from Cynthia. She records it and it's updates so that the team members, as they're punching in, get to know what's going on every day.
Now, give us an idea of how many bays in the automotive shop and technicians.
So if you count them all, there's 18 on this building, four out back, and the large lift in the center. So that's 18, 19, 23 in the mechanical side.
And each of these are service bay offices or service advisor offices?
Yes, we repurposed some guard shacks.
Okay.
Brand new guard shacks into service advisors workstation. And we have three full-time service advisors and one apprentice we call a service advisor scribe.
Okay, a scribe. Now, the team that was up front, what would you classify that team that was up front in the counter?
Frontline customer service.
Frontline, got it. Okay.
They bring them in to collision or mechanical. Whatever they need, they get them to the right person.
Okay.
The phone traffic, 200-plus calls a day. Keys are tagged as they arrive, where the vehicle landed. So with the pink tag, you always know where to find the car.
Now, is that a double-sided tag?
It is double-sided tag on the parking tag, the pink one.
Yeah.
And it's also got another tag, which is the repair order number.
Got it.
And the last two of the repair order number designates the key location. These are for returns when the vendors arrive. They look in their bucket, and if they have something in there, they return it. And to be ready to have quick turn service, we pre-order parts, and sometimes you don't need them, so... Our vendors know that we're not wasting their time, but we're going to sell those parts that they need to be sold, and we're going to return them as soon as they don't need to be.
Stop the video. I'm very curious. Has anyone said to you, John, your return rate is in line, even though you do this? Has anyone said that you're off track, you're returning too much?
No, we buy plenty.
Good. I thought so. Okay. Thank you.
So what you have in the screen right there is the technician teams. They're two-man teams. They're assigned certain lifts, and every color on each card is significant.
The thing I'm seeing here, John, with the service advisors inside the shop is that I'm sure you've got some really sharp communication tools, but it seems that it's easy for the face-to-face to happen.
It is. The service advisor team is literally 5 feet away from the dispatch board.
Yeah.
And they can watch the progress of their vehicles through the system, no matter which tech has it. They all have a card. Those are magnetic. Those are like door magnets on side of a car, cut down and on a magnetic whiteboard, and they move all day long.
If you're listening to this as a podcast, please get back to remarkableresults.biz/AW or the Aftermarket Weekly page and watch this, because this is there's a lot of phenomenal ideas and pickups I think you can get from the video.
John, I have a question for you. The shop management system, do you find it working as well in the body shop as it does in the mechanical side?
So, Bill, there's two different shop management systems, one for mechanical, one for collision. The business of servicing automobiles and collision repair are substantially different. We post our ASEs per tech team, and we pay better. The more ASEs they have, the more they make.
Excellent.
And you'll notice the numbers on the parking spaces when the camera pans back that way. I see they've captured our rainwater. We water the plants with the overnight dew from the beach. Alignment in a pit, so all size cars fit.
John, how much of your business is fleet work? You guys get into fleets?
10% at best.
Okay.
We'd take more, but...
Yeah, no doubt he's got the facility to handle that.
We're essentially full all the time.
Wow. That's not a bad problem to have.
No, John, we're not complaining.
There was one thing I think we didn't see is that, John, you're a really big recycler, right?
We recycle all the steel, all the cardboard, all the aluminum, and the bumpers and headlights.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. He's got his own crusher for the cardboard in here. Of course, because you're in California, you can do this.
Yes, and those are under the solar panels.
Yeah, that's your solar panels up top. Wow, not only recycling, but I mean, how much of your place runs off of solar?
About 30%.
Oh, wow.
When you run two 15-horse booths, well, they're 30-horse each, it burns up a little power.
What was the investment versus the return? Did you ever figure that out?
Yes, $300,000 came back in tax credits and electricity manufacturing. In 6.5 years, it'll be done, and we're in it 5 right now.
Okay,
nice.
So you notice on the ground the numbers?
Yeah.
When you get to the end, there'll be letters. We have rows A through E and numbers 1 through 18 that... If you have the pink key tag in your hand and it's marked with D2, there's a white Ford in its place.
Got it.
It's a grid, looks like an Excel sheet on, if you get a helicopter, it's an Excel sheet.
And John, this is behind the scenes. This is for in-process work, but the customer cars, when they're done, are they set out front?
Yeah, they're staged backed in out front, ready to go in a numbered spot.
Backed in, that's the only way to do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is collision repair packaging, incoming in the foreground, and parts that have come off of cars compared and rewrapped to go back out in the shop.
Now, this is what we got to see. This is so cool, guys.
This is the lunch area and the training center. And we have fierce competition on that shuffleboard table.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's some mean training on that shuffleboard.
look at the logos right there on the shuffleboard. Yeah, how cool.
Very cool. John, I'm assuming the buildings are air-conditioned as well?
They're open air.
Open air.
We do have air conditioning in the service advisor booths and the working offices upstairs.
Okay.
And in this training center is air-conditioned as well.
Okay. Although, yeah, Huntington Beach is low humidity, right? So it's not as bad as...
It's the beach. Average temperature, 70 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice. And it's like a 2,500-square-foot training center.
Yes, that's this half. And the other half is 2,500 square foot of auto body parts processing.
Got it.
Impressive.
Yeah, very impressive. I mean, the staff's big enough to be able to bring your own trainers in and sit them in this room and do your thing with them.
We do training ourselves, and we bring in outside professionals to do the training. We just had a glass class with 5 days and 24 people. It was pretty exciting. We got to give away windshields, lots of them.
John, do you do anything with other shop owners in the area, or is it only your own people?
No, it's the industry.
Ah.
We do it for ourselves, and we open it up to the rest of the neighborhood.
Wow. I could have seen another 25 minutes of that. That was a movie of the week, John.
The next time we have time for this, let's do the collision side and the extra parking. We only saw 2 acres out of 2.5.
I love it. The man is so darn proud. 50-year-old business. Wow. Gustafson Brothers in Huntington Beach, California. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, let's move the show forward and let's do the trivia. I'll give you the answer to the trivia. In Christopher Nolan's film Batman, Bruce Wayne drives a Lamborghini Murcielago. In Spanish, what does Murcielago mean? I'm sure you guys all figured that out. It means bat. Can you believe? Yeah, the answer was right there in front of you for everyone to see. Bat. Hey, next week we're going to do a road trip down to Dorman Products. I'm going to be with G. Jerry Trulia, shop owner, and of course, lead from TST Seminars. I'm looking forward to that, to get out there into Philly. Thank you so much to my great friends, Bill Nalu and John Gustafson for being here. Great tour, John, Bill. Incredibly, incredibly wise words. I thank you all so much. What can I say? But thanks for being here. Bye, guys.